There's a great question. Japan has taken a key step towards passing legislation for a policy shift that would allow troops to fight abroad. A panel at the country's upper house of parliament approved the bill after a chaotic session. Japan's prime minister says the policy shift is vital to meet security challenges. Iran has dismissed the final communique of the Persian Cooperation Council, which accuses Tehran of interference in the Arab country's internal affairs. Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman Marzieh Afkham called the allegations baseless and unsubstantiated. She said the Arab governments are trying to portray Iran as a threat. More civilians fall victim to Saudi Arabia's relentless war on Yemen. Yemeni media say Saudi airstrikes on the capital Sana'a left at least a dozen civilians, including a cameraman from Yemen's Al Masira TV, dead. Saudi jets earlier pounded a residential neighborhood and the Hafa barracks in the city. And at least 24 people have been killed after 3 bomb blasts rocked the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. 2 bombs went off in Baghdad's central commercial district of Baba Sharki, a third blast in the nearby Baba Ma'atham district. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombings. Croatia says over 5,600 refugees have entered the country from Serbia so far after Hungary closed its border. Asylum seekers were being transferred to a reception center. Croatian Foreign Minister Vesna Pusic said Zagreb is ready to take in a few thousand refugees. The United Nations is warning about the dire conditions of thousands of displaced Nigerians at refugee camps. UN humanitarian coordinators said that asylum seekers are living in, quote, atrocious situations. He said many of them are living in abject poverty and sleep in makeshift shelters. A powerful magnitude 8.3 earthquake has rocked the Chilean capital, leaving at least 8 people dead. Chile's National Emergency Agency has issued a tsunami warning and ordered evacuations in some coastal areas following repeated aftershocks of the quake, which left several other people injured, also damaged buildings.